2 days later, our lives took another turn. Making my rounds, I walked from my walnut trees to the pine grove at the front end of our lane. From a distance, it appeared that nettles had been piled on a rock in a manner different than I remembered. Approaching, I stopped suddenly. Inching closer, a bare foot stuck out. Not a rock, but a rounded back. A body curled. I tapped and dug at the soaked earth with the toe of my boot. A mangled hand. I could not do more alone. I found Delilah inside and motioned for her to join me on the porch. Abigail saw my spooked eyes and followed. We are past hiding or protecting. We have a visitor. Not the best. I grabbed a burlap bag hanging from a porch nail and retraced slowly, my women following, wordless. We stood breathless, surrounding the still body. Delilah took the bag from me and gently brushed off pine needles. Must have come in search. No sign of scuffle, I said. How he got this far? We stood silent. No way to know, only conjecture. A ripped coat, soaked with dried blood, blended into dirt and needles. What are we to do? Abigail asked, looking about as if an attacker lurked. Appears Union, Delilah said. But how can we contact officials? Only bury and leave a marker, I said. One of the many, unknown, left to die far from home. This foreign place. Wandered away, probably, from fighting. Ours to care for. Like a son, Abigail whispered. Yes, I whispered back. But, Delilah began, only to swallow her thought. Not boards enough to fashion a coffin, I said. The earth will cradle, Abigail said. Delilah and I set about to dig a grave in the pine grove. We took turns opening clay ground, sticky from heavy rains. Abigail used a broken limb to measure the needed length and width. The man had not been tall. I asked Delilah to fetch water and the shovel, my mouth dry. Abigail brought my long-handled knife, found an old piece of muslin from years ago, when we had tried to raise tobacco. While alone, I poked in vain for identification, the chest too caved to molest. When my women returned, we rolled the body, face up, onto muslin, enough cloth to grab the ends. We scarce talked. I cut off two buttons from the man's coat. Delilah pointed to a patch from the jacket arm as well, but I shook my head. I nodded for my women to take the foot end, and I grabbed the muslin beyond the man's head. Together, we lifted the body into the grave, covered the dark eyeballs with last year's oak leaves. We stood, arms linked, along one side, silent in prayer. All who die, die in the Lord, Delilah said. I was even more startled when Abigail said, All is well with those who believe. I could not stay silent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Again, Delilah and I took turns, tentative in covering the body with light scoops of packed dirt. Abigail made trips to the closest field and returned with stones we had removed to the edge years ago. In the end, we all carried rock and stone to place atop the mounded dirt. There may be caving, I said. We marked the head end, flat stone piled atop stone, until Delilah said, Enough.